In the general election, independent political groups, or 527s, are expected to be big players. But both Barack Obama, the frontrunner in the Democratic primary, and Republican John McCain say they want these groups to stay out of the race. NPR's Peter Overby has that story.
President Bush is raising money for John McCain this week, and McCain is avoiding any TV pictures of them together. For liberals, it was up to MoveOn.org, an independent political action committee, to publicize this on TV. This retro-flavored mashup tagged McCain and the president as identical cousins.
They laugh alike, they walk alike, at times they even talk alike.
I don't believe we're headed into a recession.
I don't think we're headed to a recession.
On the one hand and on the other hand.
On the one hand, on the other hand.
You can lose your mind.
It's cute, and it's a neat fit with Barack Obama's strategy. But it's also the type of outside ad that Obama says he doesn't want in the campaign. Last summer, he gave this advice to his donors.
Get involved in the campaign that we've set up, that is above board, that is transparent, that is legal. And I think if people channel their energies in that way, we'll all be better off.
2 weeks ago, an Obama staffer met with East Coast fundraisers and told them to avoid so-called 527 groups. Those operations, working under Section 527 of the tax code, tend to rely on big donors and run aggressive attack ads. A fundraiser who was there said the staffer warned them, if they give to 527s, the campaign will cut off contact with them. He was interviewed by Will Evans of the Center for Investigative Reporting, who contributed to this story. The Obama edict has helped to deflate some big liberal plans. Most notably, a nonprofit outfit called Progressive Media USA initially said it would spend $40 million bashing McCain on TV. But now, a well-connected Democratic strategist says the group can't raise enough money. Progressive Media itself didn't respond to our interview requests. But MoveOn and other groups show the power of independent money. The Service Employees International Union has spent roughly $10 million promoting Obama in the primaries. Its secretary treasurer is Anna Berger.
I think that he respects our work, and I don't think that he was doing anything to undermine the work that we do.
And some Obama donors feel the same way. New York filmmaker Jeffrey Levy Hinty says he wants a diversified political portfolio.
Though I understand that the campaign is not so terribly happy about, you know, these independent organizations, I do think there's more at stake than a presidential election.
And if things are in flux on the left, that's nothing compared to the right. McCain attacked 527s with gusto during his days fighting for tougher campaign finance laws. He wrote the law that forced 527s to disclose their donors. But speaking recently on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News, McCain seemed to equivocate.
This is going to be a tough campaign. 527s are there. We're not going to unilaterally disarm.
This year's anticipated conservative offense was going to include Freedom's Watch, a new group financed largely by casino billionaire Sheldon Adelson. Insiders claim it would spend millions attacking Obama, but now it's swung into House and Senate campaigns instead. Still, 527s can quickly organize and strike, just as Swift Boat Veterans for Truth did in 2004. Consultant Chris LaCivita worked with Swift Boat Veterans.
Unless they outlaw the First Amendment, you're just not going to see these types of things end.
There is one drastic step the candidates could take. They could say that after Election Day, donors to outside groups can forget about any White House dinners, any ambassadorships, any favors at all. They could, but so far they haven't. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
NPR and the Center for Investigative Reporting are tracking independent political groups, and you can help with that. Go to npr.org and look for the box that says Secret Money Project.